Hello and welcome to the Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted source for valuable health insights. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and in this episode, we'll discuss the nuances of bariatric surgery. Joining us today is Dr. Vijay Kumar Bada, Senior Consultant Surgical Gastroenterologist, Bariatric and Robotic Sciences, and Clinical Director at Yashoda Hospitals, Hitech City. Welcome, Dr. Vijay Kumar.
Hi, thank you.
So, Dr. Vijay, could you start by explaining what bariatric surgery is and the primary reasons why individuals opt for this procedure?
Yeah, actually, bariatric surgery is a very undermined disease, or a disease which is given very less importance. And most of them still feel that bariatric or obesity means just it's a small component of associated health disorder. But obesity is a disease, and the disease of a very huge magnitude. Probably it's a disease which can affect any organ from head to toe. And we have seen that over the years, obesity is calculated by BMI, that is body mass index based on the height and weight and the age of the individual. So we have seen that as the BMI increases, the risk of mortality exponentially increases. So it is very important to understand that obesity is a disease, a grave disease, which can cause huge health disasters. Health benefits, if you ask me, like most of these patients who are obese, they have associated comorbidities like diabetes, hypertension, menstrual irregularities, infertility, sleep apnea, that means having huge snoring, they'll not be able to sleep well at night, knee joint pains, having breathlessness if they walk for a short distance. So almost all these disorders can be corrected in a large way. Up to 85 to 90% of corrections of all these disorders happen if obesity is corrected. So when we mean correction of obesity, means we are intending to bring down their BMI to accepted level. Along with that, we need correction of all these metabolic problems. So nowadays, we do not call this as a bariatric surgery because it is not a cosmetic surgery. It is called more appropriately a metabolic surgery, wherein we are looking at metabolic corrections of that entire individual, giving him a very healthy life with least chance of dying because of obesity.
So what are the primary health benefits and objectives of bariatric surgery, doctor?
Yeah, the primary objective is to prevent a life-threatening organ failure. In the sense, we all know that diabetes, hypertension, as long as they are under control, there is okay. In the sense, they do not have a huge health problem. But if the diabetes worsens, hypertension worsens, all these, over a period of time, they cause end-organ damage. In the sense that these patients might develop some cardiac abnormality, they might develop renal failure, they might develop lung issues. Any of these important vital organs will end up in having end-organ damage. So the whole objective of a bariatric surgery or metabolic surgery is to break this chain of end-organ damage. All of them who have got diabetes, hypertension, and associated problems, by doing a metabolic surgery, we will be able to halt this process of end-organ damage. Otherwise, irreversible problem can now be probably made a reversible problem. So the main objective is to prevent any person from dying because of obesity, which is a very high percentage, which is the attention is not much paid to.
How does someone know if they are a candidate for bariatric surgery? Could you provide more details about the evaluation process before the surgery, doctor?
So first is everyone should know what their BMI is. A BMI can be calculated by height in centimeters and the weight in kilograms. Or in various other forms, you can calculate the BMI. It's very easily done by online. If you use the internet and use a BMI calculator, it will ask you to enter all your details like your age, sex, height, and weight. So once you calculate that, you get a BMI. Then we start what is the class of this patient. This individual is normal if the BMI is less than 25, roughly, in an Indian standard. 25 to 27 is where we call overweight. 27 to 30 starts the obesity. So then we have classes of obesity. Obesity class 1, class 2, class 3. So anyone having a BMI more than 30 starts looking little more carefully. In the sense that a BMI of 30 to 33 is called class 1 obesity. 33 to 36 is class 2. Beyond class 3, that is class 3 and class 4, where BMI is more than 35, 40, we all call them morbid obesity. There are patients whose BMI is more than 50. They're all called super obese category. So first and foremost thing is every individual should calculate our own BMI. BMI also will tell us if we are malnourished. BMI will tell us, are we normal? BMI will tell us, are we overweight or we are obese? If we are obese, what is the class of obesity we are? So anyone who is overweight or with class 1 obesity, a normal ways in which you can reduce and come back to the normal BMI in terms of maintaining a very healthy lifestyle, changing your diet pattern, doing exercises under observation. So if you do these things, you can come back to the normal BMI. If someone has got a higher BMI or who has got a higher comorbidities, say BMI may be very low as 33, but if he has got a very high uncontrolled or presence of diabetes, hypertension, in those patients, we do not see a very good effect by doing this diet and exercises. So those are the patients who might need some intervention. So we identify the class of obesity, what class of obesity they fall into, and then we look at their comorbidities, and then we decide whether this particular individual needs intervention. When we talk of intervention, it is outside diet and exercises. If we feel that we can manage this individual by diet and exercises, we put them on those modules, and then they get back to their BMI. If they have one of these comorbidities or a higher BMI, then we see which intervention suits them. There are a few endoscopic interventions, then there are surgical interventions. There are a few temporary short-term benefits. There are some permanent long-term benefits. So based on these, then we decide which procedure is appropriate and what should be done at what point of time in that individual.
So I'm sure the various types of bariatric surgeries. Could you outline the differences between these procedures and their suitability for different individuals?
Broadly, when we talk of bariatric surgery, there are something called as restrictive procedures, then there are malabsorptive procedures, then there are both restrictive and malabsorptive combined procedures. So in restrictive procedure, we reduce the size of the stomach. We know that stomach can balloon out. It can be a very large balloon. So we reduce the size of the stomach into a slender tube wherein the quantity of the food intake is reduced. And there are some important hormones which are called as the appetite hormones or hunger hormones. So most of those hormones are eliminated. So these individuals, once they get these restrictive procedures, their size of the stomach gets reduced. They eat little, but which will be sufficient for them to maintain a healthy living. And they will not have this excessive hunger and binge eating processes, which otherwise they would have had. These are the restrictive procedures. In malabsorptive procedures, apart from reducing the size of the stomach, we bypass some of the small intestine, which absorbs most of the food which we have taken. So we do not want all this food to be absorbed and converted into unnecessary or a fat which is not necessary for that individual or which is actually causing obesity. So based on the requirement of for a particular individual, we decide which bypass, what is the length of the bypass to be done. So broadly, if you ask me, there are restrictive procedures, malabsorptive procedures, and combined restrictive and malabsorptive procedures. All these procedures can be done by laparoscopy, and now ours is the only center where we do a robotic surgery for all these metabolic surgeries.
So what kind of post-surgery care is required, and what lifestyle changes are necessary for successful outcome after a bariatric procedure?
Of late, there's been so much refinement in the surgeries that we are doing in terms of the risk, in terms of the post-operative complications. They're almost zero. And with the advent of robotic surgery, the complications are almost none. Regarding the post-operative care, these patients, typically they stay for 2 or 3 days after the surgery in the hospital. The surgery is done under general anesthesia. And post-surgery, in 3 to 4 hours, they are back in their rooms. And 2 days or 3 days maximum based on the individual's recovery, these patients go home. And post going home, they require 1 week of little bit of rest and few precautions which they need to take. There are not a huge list of do's and don'ts in the post-metabolic surgery patients. The few foods which are strictly avoided for them, they are advised about that. Regarding the intake of the food and the quantity of food, because of the procedure that we have done, naturally they eat very less, which is very much essential for them. They would require few medicines for 2 to 4 weeks. Most of these patients, at least 90-95% of the patients, get back to their normal work in 2 weeks. They get back to their normal lifestyle in 1 week. They start doing all their normal exercises or maybe 60-70% of their heavy exercises by second or third week. And we encourage them to do so. So there is no huge post-op care that these patients need to take. Yes, after this surgery, once they have started losing weight, they have to maintain very healthy lifestyle, which they would not have done previously. When we say healthy lifestyle, stick to a good healthy diet, do regular exercises, work out in the gym if you need that for your BMI and for your corrections. So otherwise, they'll have a very good lifestyle.
Thank you, Dr. Vijay, for sharing these comprehensive insights about bariatric surgery.
Thank you so much.
Remember, the decision to opt for bariatric surgery is a significant step and is essential to explore all aspects thoroughly. Always stay informed and make wise decisions regarding your health. We'll be back soon with more informative discussions. Until then, take care and stay healthy. Thank you.